soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on May 9th, 2012, and I have on the line Mike Bradford, believer in Jesus Christ. We both want to share today about what's going on right now, some things that are happening that were written a long time ago, a couple thousand years ago, that are actually being implemented in the world today, have been for some time. It's a long-term agenda, and we're going to discuss about what this is. We're talking about... Hello, Mike. How are you?
Oh, greetings and salutations. Doing wonderful and blessed in the Lord.
I am, too. This morning, I was getting underway, and a man of God that lives here in my city came over to my house because he asked me to get some documentation on the chipping that's underway. Microchipping.
Yes.
Radio frequency identification. Sometime back, a couple months ago, I went to his house and had fellowship there with his wife and his son and others that were there. And I had mentioned that I had heard that when Obama presented his health bill in there, in that documentation, was the requirement for people to be chipped with a device. You know, of course, it had its logical reasoning for medical records, etc. But what people need to understand is what the Bible says about this. Mike, you've been familiar with how this has been underway and being implemented, haven't you?
Most definitely, Trevor.
What do you know about it? What have you heard, etc.?
About the chipping, well, what it is an identification chip with all the information about us on that chip. It's loaded on there through electronics and is sent down to the chip by a radio frequency wave, and it sets all that information in there. The military is getting ready to, which are underway right now, of secretly chipping the troops. And what they're doing, they're doing away with the dog tags and making it a radio frequency identification tag, dog tags. And, you know, they're still working to bug that on it. But, Trevor, you know what I see about the whole thing? They're trying to really... You just watch, folks, and Trevor, they're going to try to sell this, going to smooth it over, going to put a lot of hype on it, a lot of justification on it. Everybody needs to get it done. It's for our benefit as a nation. Mm-hmm. But they are not stating what the Word of God has to say about it.
In fact, I want to read what the Word of God says.
Okay.
Because, you know, we can be imagining things or we could be conjecturing things, but clearly this is what's written in the scripture. I would encourage you to read the whole chapter, Revelation 13. It actually was imagery of a beast coming out of the sea, with John the Apostle saw, and it had many heads. And really he was describing the same revelation that the prophet Daniel saw, and it was Babylonian, Roman, you know, Egyptian, Medo-Persia. It's this conglomerate of all these world empires that have been in history coming together in the last days. And he saw one of the heads that was wounded to death. His deadly wound was healed. All the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. You know, the dragon's the devil, ladies and gentlemen. He's the God of this world. If you read the scriptures, this is what he's referred to, the Theos of the world. And they worship the beast, saying, who's like unto the beast? Who's able to make war with him? There was given him, unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. Power was given unto him to continue 42 months. So there's a period of time, 42 months in the earth, when this beast system will come to power, and we're going to continue to read what the scripture says about this. It was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. Power was given unto him to continue 42 months, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. So we have this beast. Scripture is talking about 2,000 years ago, roughly. And this, right. The whole world is in admiration and awe and respect and submission to this leadership. And he's blasphemous. He hates God, curses the people of God, and he has world conquest over kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. You better listen. Right. Got to listen. To the same degree that you give in listening, it will be given to you. And if you do not listen, even that which you have will be taken away. That's in Mark chapter 4. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and he causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Now we have the whole world worshiping this beast.
Right.
He seemingly had died. It seemingly has come back to life, to power, to preeminence. The whole world is amazed and under this. And he does great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven.
Right.
On the earth in the sight of men. He deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all. This is what I want you to read here. Listen. Revelation 13:16. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell except he have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So it's written in the Word of God, Mike. This mark of the beast is coming.
Right.
And it will require full allegiance to the beast. Go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, you know, the allegiance to the beast, that is where everybody is going to be, like I said. They're going to talk about it. They're going to smooth it all over. They're going to just basically sell it in a deceiving manner to get everybody to get in there to get this chip. And this is what, you know, here in the Word, it states, I'm just reading it over here in Matthew 24th chapter, and it says over here, 24th chapter, chapter 4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. That's a commandment from our Lord Jesus Christ, that they're not supposed to be deceived. And see, this is what it says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and they shall deceive many. We see this going on before us, Trevor,
mm-hmm.
that so many people are deceiving others, and that is being used, that illusion comes from the enemy. It does not come from God, because whatever God says through somebody will line up with his word in the Bible. It'll definitely line up. If it doesn't line up with the word in the Bible, then you need to kick it to the curb, because you're being deceived by the enemy. This is what's so important here today, folks. That's the reason why if you know the word of God, none of this stuff is going to creep in on you. Don't take Trevor's word for it. Don't take my word for it. Don't even take the word of your pastor for it. You follow along in Scripture, and you see God on the matter. And see, the Holy Ghost is the one that reveals all. He reveals all that's in the Word of God. All the spiritual, everything in the Word of God, it will make an illumination into your soul in which way that you are supposed to follow Him. Trevor?
Well, you're right, Mike, and that's a wonderful exhortation. Even Apostle Paul commended the people for examining what he was stating in preaching, right. Proclaiming in Berea. He called them, they were noble. You know, you want to examine everything, put it to a test. And Paul said if he came preaching another gospel or another Jesus, don't even receive it. Even if it even was Apostle Paul or even if it was an angel, or if anyone came, he said, do not receive it. It must fall in line with the scripture, the word of God, the gospel. So clearly, Mike, we have already proven, according to Revelation 13, that it would come to pass when a mark would be in the hand and the forehead, and you would not be able to buy or sell on a world global basis, and it will require allegiance to the government.
Amen.
And it's worldwide, and this is really underway. This has been a long-term agenda. It was actually seen in a form in Babylon. You had one world government, one world religion, one world economy, and God confounded that. But men have been determined to build that capstone on the pyramid. We have it on our dollar bill, as a matter of fact. It's the Eye of Horus. This is what they're builders, and they're building, but they reject the cornerstone, which is Jesus Christ, and they want to have another cornerstone, which is Satan, the Lucifer, the dragon, the serpent, the devil. And really, it's also about glorification of man, not the son of man, but mankind. They want to glorify man as if he was God. So these things are coming to pass, and you're right, the people for the most part don't really perceive it. When Elisha came over today, he told me he needed me to get the documentation and show about this chip that they're calling for in March 2013. It's in the health bill, HR 3200, about page 1000. And you can do a search online and find this document. And he said that when he got on the radio, he actually heard on the radio this man saying, they were talking about what you were talking about, chipping the military, U.S. forces. And this man that was called in said, you know, a lot of the Christians are going to say that this is the mark of the beast. So Elisha, called in and said, I'm a Christian and this is the mark of the beast. I want to say that. But he said that not any other caller for the rest of the program had anything to say, not any Christian or anything. And what I want to share with you is what Elisha was talking to me about this morning.
Yes.
He was saying, so many professing Christians, that first of all, they don't even think they'll be here when this happens, which is true, because a lot of people think they're going to be raptured before the second coming, even though the Paul said that day will not come except to be the falling away and the man of sin be revealed. So that's contrary. So a lot of people don't think they'll be here. And secondly, he was saying that a lot of people don't like to deal with things before it happens. They just like deal with things after it happens, Mike. Elisha was talking about it's like having a car accident. All of a sudden, whammy, there it is, and you got to deal with it. And that's not how God would have us be. He wants us prepared. He wants us to be faithful to him, to be seeking him, to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, having the whole armor of God. And Jesus said that we should pray that we would be accounted faithful and worthy to stand before the Son of Man and we escape these things that are coming upon the earth. Because Jesus said it'd be like a snare. It will come upon all them on the face of the earth. So this is what we're seeing. A snare is a trap. We're seeing elements of these things encircling parts and being implemented in stages slowly. And they're influencing the way that people think. And there's things in the food supply and the water. We know about this. That's having an effect on people's mind where they don't resist. They're not even interested in the truth. What's true, what's false. They can take it or leave it. Laissez-faire. So this is what Elisha was sharing, and he asked me, have you ever seen a strongest man of the world contest? And I said, well, sure. And he goes, well, those guys, that's all they do is train, train, train. It's all about winning that event. And he was saying, that's what we need to be like in Jesus Christ. We need to be training and so we can stand through the days of affliction, tribulation. We need to be like that. We need to be training in the Lord, being strong, so that when the day of calamity and affliction, persecution and tribulation comes, we'll keep our eyes firmly fixed on Jesus, that we'll be eternally minded and not be loving the things of this world. And we will not deny the Lord. So, and he said this, and I believe that he was right, Mike. What Elisha said was, we need to learn to cast our burden upon the Lord. Because it's through the Lord. It's not our strength.
Come on.
And as if you daily, and you've grown in your relationship with the Lord through faith to be able to cast your burden on him, when you go through these things, it won't faze you. You won't be tr- troubled. You won't be defeated. But you read that scripture. Can you read again Matthew 24, 9 and 10?
Okay, I'll read it here. Just a second. Pulling it up on my phone. It is 24, 9 and 10 says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall not kill you, and you shall be hated for all the nations of my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another.
Yes. So what Jesus was doing is he was describing, the first thing was deception, as you talked about. And he said there'd be false Christs, and then he said there'd be wars and rumors of wars. Don't be troubled. All these things have to come to pass. The end's not yet.
Yes.
And then he said that nation would be against nation, kingdom against kingdom. So we see catastrophic division, sedition, strife, wars,
right,
opposition. This is what the atmosphere of the last days will be like. And there'll be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows.
Right.
And then Jesus is talking about how there's going to be persecution of people that profess faith in Christ.
Amen.
And he said, they shall kill you. So some will be taken into custody. Some will be beaten in synagogues. Some will be killed. But he says you're absolutely going to be hated. The people that love Jesus will be hated. But then he said many are going to give up. That's why we're talking. That's why we're exhorting. That's why we're calling people. Look, we're bringing this chipping is no small matter. It's being implemented. It's coming to pass. So you want to be seeking the Lord. You want to be not loving the things of this world, Mike. So you don't want to be one that you don't want to be this one that gives up their faith and betrays others that believe in Jesus.
That's right. I want to elaborate on one thing. You talked about having a car crash that people don't want to deal with stuff until after the car crash. Well, what we're supposed to be doing is, like you alluded to, before the car crash, while we're driving down the road of life, we're supposed to look both ways and be a very cautious driver. You see, and not be caught up into the world and the world system of the pride of life, lust of the flesh, and you know, as it says over there in 1 John 2:16. We don't want to be caught up in that. You see, we're caught up in that, and then all this, then we will have the car crash, and then, oh my, well, how do we deal with this stuff? And I'm just going to say to the listeners here again, you know, what is happening here in America is going to get worse and throughout the world, because good is going to be considered evil, and evil is going to be considered good. Just like Obama now has stated, it's spread everywhere, that Obama is for same-sex marriage. So he's trying to bring all this in, and you're going to see all the other states now going to allow same-sex marriage here in America. And then another article that was brought to my attention by another colleague of mine, he brought it out, and it's over on Google, I think it is. No, Yahoo. I've got the link. I'll send it to you later, Trevor. But now the state of New York has legalized viewing pornography.
Hmm.
Now, see, this, folks, what we're getting at is all this evil stuff's coming around us, and see, what that does, it fuels the matter for this chip, because they can sell it better with more evil. And this is what the enemy's doing, bringing on the evil to sell the chip to the American public. Because if we can get the American public in so much fear, see, it's a fear tactic that will drive the American people to get chipped. Trevor?
Well, you were explaining about the U.S. military's, DARPA had called for contractors to come up with nanotechnology for this chipping so they could, one, they can monitor the health of the soldier, and secondly, they could administer medication. So doesn't that sound logical? Isn't that a good thing? And I dare say they went from first they chipping dogs and cats because, you know, your pet owner is going to lose his dog and cat. Then that was such a good, you know, tearjerker emotional appeal. And then they went to chipping the food supply, you know, the sheep and the cows and all this.
Yeah.
You know, after all, we want to know where that bad food is coming from. Remember when they have to recall the hamburgers? A lot of these times it's all smoke and mirrors. Anyway, they're going to turn to where they do this with the population, and obviously they're going to have some sort of excuse. Something's going to come where everyone's, for the most part, is going to say, oh, we got to, everyone's got to be chipped. We got to be monitoring all these people because there's just so much terrorism out there.
Yeah, so much fear.
So God's giving us understanding. It's so,
amen. But,
you know, while we talk about this, these things are coming to pass. Jesus said, when you start to see these things coming to pass, lift up your head and rejoice.
Amen.
For your redemption draws nigh. And what I'm observing, Mike, is a lot of people that are professing to be Christians, and they're even on radio or media, internet, TV, they talk about these things, but as a way to do for some other agenda, some other motive. And that disturbs my spirit. And I sense a spirit of fear when I hear them. I don't hear them rejoicing about the Lord or the Word of God coming to pass. I don't even hear them mention the gospel or Jesus, most for the most part. But yeah, they'll tell you about the chipping and the internment camps and how you need to sell your gold and silver and buy their food or whatever. But they make merchandise to the people. But now I'm not saying that God can't lead you to buy those things, Mike, but I'm talking about a spirit of it. We need to be discerning not only what the content of the words that are being spoken, but what spirit is it? And what's the motivation? What's the end result? And is it leading people to Jesus Christ? Because without him, you can have all the gold and all the silver and all the food, but you can go right to hell.
That's it.
I want to read a scripture, Mike. You were talking about not being distracted earlier about things. And here's Luke 21:34. Jesus, listen closely to the words of Jesus. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. Now you hear what he's talking about? Your heart could become overcharged, overwhelmed, over influenced by too much eating and too much drinking and cares of this life. You're worried about this, you're worried about that, you have this problem, that problem. And listen to what Jesus says happens. Your heart's overtaken. He says that, and so that day come upon you unawares, where you're completely oblivious, never saw it coming. And we don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
Huh?
So it blindsided you.
Exactly. But here, you know, Mike, this is so evident. It's right there. And yet you turn on the Christian TV, Christian radio, for the most part, they're not even going to be talking about these things. I believe they're blind, and blind guides. Blind guides are leading blind people, and they're both blind, and they can't see, and they're going to just go right off into the ditch. That's what Jesus said. So we're not calling people to an religious institution or a church of man or a church on the corner. We're saying come into Jesus Christ and be part of the ecclesia or the assembly of the upright before the Lord that are seeking him.
Amen.
And in every city, God has faithful people that love him. And you let the Lord guide you and lead you to men of like faith and like spirit. He will if you trust him.
Amen.
And we can be really excited about that. I'm not bummed out about this chipping. We've known about it, Mike, for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's something that's faded away. When I think it was, what, 2004? It came out, revealed. That's when the VeriChip company first got established, and everybody's thinking, yeah, whatever. But now, in 2012, it's almost a step closer, you know?
Yes. I want to read from Apostle Paul, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This is what he was saying about the beast. We were just reading earlier Revelations chapter 13, what John was saying. This is Paul. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. You know, I would say that that's what they call rapture, Mike, coming together. He says that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. See, there was people circulating letters, and they were saying, they were attributing to Paul things that he never said, Mike, about the coming of the Lord. We're going to read that here. He said, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there become a falling away first." That's the apostasy. "And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." He's going to, we're going to know who this opposer of the Lord is. He goes on and says, "Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped." Remember we were reading earlier about the blasphemy?
Amen.
"So that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he's God." It's very interesting. This, the main doctrine today being promoted all over the world is that man can become a god. That was what,
right.
That's what the serpent told Adam, Eve.
Right.
That they could disobey God, eat the tree that was in the middle of the garden, and not die. When God said that the day you eat it, you shall die. And he said that you'll be as gods, knowing good and evil. So this is being promoted now, not only by New Ageists and occultist people, but even the New Apostolic Reformation and professing Christians. They actually believe that they are going to become the manifestation of Christ before the second coming.
Good. What do you think?
It's okay, so let's go on and read what Paul says here. So it's interesting. What I'm trying to show here is we have that this man is going to say he's God sitting in the temple, that he's God. And that's really what's going on right now in a very large degree. You have a group of people that believe they're God. "Remember you not that when I was with you, yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all powers and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Mike, you were talking about something I saw on the TV monitor the other day, that Obama was a friend of the LGBT.
Yeah.
And we discussed, what's the LGBT? Oh, and so he's LGBT friendly. What's wrong with that? Well, why not call it what it really is? We're talking about lesbians, gays, bisexual, and transsexuals. All things that are an abomination, perversion in the sight of God. So why not say that Obama is a friend to perverts, abominations to the living God?
Come on.
That is what it is. And you see, Mike, how this ties in with the scripture that we just read?
Exactly.
That these people are just in all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish because they didn't love the truth that they might be saved. And God's going to turn them over to the strong delusion that they will believe this lie. And they're damned. They're going to be damned because they did not believe the truth of the gospel. But they had pleasure in their lesbianism, their gayism, their bisexualism, their transsexualism, and all other manner of evil. And they didn't accept deliverance from those things. So they could call upon the Lord, and they could be saved, and God could cleanse them of that sin, Mike.
That's right.
If we confess our sin, God's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But these people said no. That Apostle Paul's talking about. So it's amazing that the president of the world, and that is one of the titles of the president of the United States, is president of the world. He's a friend of those that God will bring into eternal judgment. He's made himself an enemy of God by his proclamations.
Well, can I say one thing on that again, Trevor? And I'm not saying I'm prophetic or anything, but every time a president of the United States has made a stand against God by the word, he's done this by an abomination, something horrendous has happened weather-wise, or earthquake or something here in America. against Israel May 22nd of last year, and look what happened here in the Joplin area around me, that tornado. So I'm hating to say it, something is going to be illuminating around this.
No doubt. I mean, God has garmented himself in a cloak of zeal and vengeance, and he has said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And it is payday. You cannot shake your fist in God's face day after day, year after year, decade after decade, and get away with it. And when God offers peace and cleansing and deliverance through Jesus Christ, God will vindicate his own name. And as we've talked in previous broadcasts about Jeremiah 18 and 19, that God is the potter and the nations are as clay in his hand. And like a potter can form a vessel and break it when it's useless and deformed, so God will do to a nation that refuses to repent and to listen to his voice when he calls. And all the good things that he wanted to do, said he would do, was going to do, when if they did not repent, God will change his mind. And he said that he will make it desolate. And he said that when he, if you were to know what God was going to do to that nation that goes into rebellion,
right,
your ears would tingle. And so, Mike, you're right. These leaders, yes, God has let an evil leader be over an evil people, because that's what they wanted.
Come on.
But the good news is, for those that love the Lord Jesus Christ and are identifying with the eternal kingdom of God, we have a leader that's righteous and true, and his kingdom is coming soon. So you want to be watching, praying, and doing what the Lord has called you to do, and come outside the world. Don't be like Lot, where he was lingering, but God did deliver and spare Lot and set him outside the judgment when it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, from the Lord. And that's what's coming, Mike. So praise the Lord.